Hello everyone and welcome to Making a Difference in Mental Health Show podcast with your host, Counselor Prince Ofei. The main purpose of this show is to help every listener of this podcast understand how important our mental health is and to address everything you need to know about mental health, mental disorders, psychology and general well-being. In episode 9, we learned that anxiety is a mental health condition or illness that is characterized by an excessive, persistent, and all-consuming feeling of worry, nervousness, apprehension, or fear, and is intense enough to interfere with a person's day-to-day living. We also said that anxiety is a future-oriented mood state in which a person is not ready nor even prepared to attempt to cope with upcoming negative events. In ordinary terms, anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something that has an uncertain outcome. In today's episode, we want to learn about how anxiety can affect a person. First of all, anxiety can affect a person mentally. What do I mean by that? That means anxiety can cause a person to have thoughts about suspected dangers, such as fear of dying or fear of losing a loved one, fear of public speaking, and so on. Mentally, anxiety can affect you in such a way that you may not be able to get certain intrusive thoughts out of your mind. Mentally, you feel an intense fear when you think of specific anxiety triggers. And quite apart from that, there is this anticipating or expecting the worst to happen. Due to mental effect of anxiety, you may fear that probably the chest pains you are experiencing are in fact a deadly heart attack, or that the shooting pains in your head are the result of a tumor. These are some few ways anxiety can affect a person mentally. Secondly, anxiety can affect a person emotionally. When it comes to the emotional effects of anxiety, they may include feelings of dread, trouble concentrating or finding difficulty in concentrating, feeling tense or jumpy, feelings of irritability, feelings of restlessness, watching and waiting for signs and occurrences of danger, feeling like your mind has gone blank, having nightmares and bad dreams, obsessions about sensations, experiencing a trapped in your mind kind of feeling, feeling like everything is scary. All these are some few ways anxiety can affect a person emotionally. Thirdly, anxiety can affect a person's behavior. When it comes to the behavioral effects of anxiety, it may include withdrawal from situations which have provoked anxiety or negative feelings in the past, changes in sleeping patterns, changes in habits, increase or decrease in food intake, increased motor tension, such as foot tapping and so on. So these are some few ways anxiety can affect a person's behavior. Finally, anxiety can affect a person physiologically or physically. The physiological effects of anxiety can be looked at from different angles. Neurologically, there can be effects such as headaches, paresthesias, fasciculations, vertigo, and so on. I know some of these may look like big words to you, but never mind. When you take the digestive system also, anxiety effects can include abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, indigestion, dry mouth, or even bolus. The effect of anxiety on the respiratory system also includes shortness of breath or sighing breathing. When you take the cardiac also, it affects it by causing palpitations, chest pains, and all that. You take the muscular aspect too, you end up experiencing fatigue, tremors, or even tetany. When you also take the cutaneous, you realize that there is perspiration or even itchy skin, all because of anxiety. Even when you go ahead and you take the urogenital, anxiety is able to affect it in such a way that it can cause frequent urination, urinary agency, where you are every now and then in a hurry to just rush to the washroom or the urinal, all because it's as if you can't hold on even for 5 to 10 minutes. You can't hold your urine for even 5 to 10 minutes. All that is a symptom or an effect of anxiety on one's physiological well-being. Also, still looking at the urogenital and how anxiety affects it, it can also lead to impotence. Anxiety can affect a person's urogenital in such a way that it can lead to chronic pelvic pain syndrome. So these are some of the things we have to take note of. Even the stress hormones released in an anxious state have such an impact on bowel function and can manifest through physical symptoms that may even contribute to IBS. So these are some of the ways anxiety can affect a person physiologically or physically. Today, we've touched on how anxiety can affect a person mentally, emotionally, physiologically, and even behaviorally. There is so much to share as far as anxiety is concerned. Probably in our subsequent episode, we will continue to look at other things you need to know about anxiety disorders. If you or someone you know is struggling with any type of anxiety disorder, you can call Counselor Prince and Associates Consult, CPAC, on 055-142-8486 for professional help. I trust today's episode has been educative and helpful. Do well to share this information and podcast with a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a co-worker, a church member, or anyone you interact with. And that's how together we will make a difference as far as the mental health of people around us is concerned. Thanks for joining me in today's episode on the topic, how anxiety can affect a person. Join me thrice a week as we delve into other topics geared towards making a difference in your own mental health. Find me on all social media platforms with the name Counselor Prince Ofe or Counselor Prince and Associates Consult. And make sure to subscribe, like, and comment on any podcast app. Thank you. Have a sound and healthy week.